a little bit of the opposition comes from this has never existed before. We've had a bifurcated system for quite a while with our lenders and how it's set up. And frankly, I think it's the fear of the unknown is where the opposition comes from. Because I'll be honest, there's been a long time of maybe us not being so friendly with the other side of lending and agriculture. But I'll put it out there, this is not intended to go after any of that. Actually, if you look at the legislation, we stole a lot of stuff from their legislation. Imitation's the greatest form of flattery, right? And we want parity across the board. We want a level playing field. And ultimately, we believe increasing competition is going to help farmers. And that's what this is all about. And we got to have strong rural communities, right? And by having strong farmers, having strong banks, you have strong rural communities. So I don't know how much opposition per se. It seems to be more of a fear of the unknown, I think, is a good way to put it. One thing I should mention with Ecora, it's not just ag real estate, which is what we've talked about a lot, is the ag real estate side of it, but there's a housing component as well. So if you're in an area of less than 2,500 and you have a rural mortgage, you would qualify under this. So you could have potentially lower interest rates on rural residences. I know we have a lot of issues in rural housing right now. This makes a lot of sense, right? I've heard multiple senators, I was actually laughing during one Senate Banking Committee hearing, they're talking about rural housing and how the costs are going up, et cetera, et cetera. I'm laughing myself. I go, you're talking about our bill. You just don't realize it. So part of it's getting the message out. And then the other part is just making sure that the fear of the unknown is those fears are taken away over time. We do this on every bill we've ever done, right? It's just part of the gig, but we're getting there. We're getting closer. And like I say, your folks are going to hear about this a lot from the banking industry, from the state level, the federal level. It's going to be a top 5 priority for us going into the next year.